today. Just listening to Frank Beamer today and listening to some of the injury report, seems as if there's an ankle problem out there in Blacksburg.
Well, we got a couple of guys with that are still a little bit banged up, and but I think we'll be okay by Saturday.
Okay, so Andrew Miller, was he back practicing today? Was he able to practice? He was one of the guys. I know Bruce Taylor and Andrew Miller were the two guys that I know of with ankle injuries.
I talked with our trainer, and they said he could have gone back in on Saturday.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Tariq Edwards?
But Bruce says he'll play. Tariq, I don't know yet. He practiced yesterday, but he may still be another week or two away.
All right, well, we'll wait for the injury report on Thursday. We want to let
Thursday,
you know.
Yeah.
The phone lines are open to you at 345-0910 if you want to ask a question of Bill. It's 345-0910. Inbox also open, westonsportsradio910.com. We'll get to some of the press conference notes today, but Bill gets to go the first road trip of the year with Virginia Tech, going back to your neck of the woods.
I remember the 93 game we went up there, and Johnny Majors had just come back to Pitt. It was his first year back. For those that don't know, he was a great coach at Pitt and won a national championship there. With the Panthers in the 70s and went back in the 90s. And we went up there and scored 63 points against them on a September night in 93. I remember that night like it was yesterday at the old Pitt Stadium.
Remember it well. They tore it down my senior year of college.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a bunch of people who worked. A bunch of my friends in my communication department worked on the TV crew for CBS, and they were just lugging urinals and benches and everything that would move, they were taking right out of Pitt Stadium.
You know, we played the second to the last game ever at Pitt Stadium. The final game was Pitt-Notre Dame. And when we were in the Big East, our game at Pitt was the week before that, and Burnup was having a hard time seeing through the window because it was so old.
It was
bad. It wasn't that it was dirty. It was just years and years. You know, a window can get old and stained over the course of time. And it looked like a stained glass window. Mike said, I can't see through it. And I said, you know, they're tearing the stadium down after next week's game. Let's just take it out. And we went down to the TV truck. ESPN was doing the game. And we asked the guy, we need a hammer and a wrench and a crowbar or something like that. And we actually ripped the booth apart.
Nice.
And they didn't care at Pitt.
Yeah.
We asked first. It's not like we destroyed
it. I remember the night a bunch of guys, I guess it was my freshman year that I think about it. But they came back from the stadium. My one friend had a urinal, and the other two were carrying a bench right through the hallway. I'm like, where'd you guys get that? Like, Pitt Stadium?
Yeah. I think as long as you don't hurt anybody, you can do whatever you want last game when they're tearing a stadium down.
I think there's a lot of Pitt fans that long for those days. This team, I've just started to read up on this Pitt team, and seeing the score for week one, losing to Youngstown State, and then briefly watching them just fall apart to Cincinnati, this is a rough, rough start for a new coaching regime.
Well, it's hard. You know, when you go back and look at it, they've had four coaches over the past 3 years, and the two coaches that they've had in the last year could not be more different. They could not be more different because they were going to run the spread, they were going to throw the ball all over the place, and they were going to be pass-happy, hurry up, spread the field. And now they hire a guy from Wisconsin who had been the Badgers' offensive coordinator, and they're going to line up and play smash-mouth football, which is probably more typical Pitt over the years. They've always had tough, physical, rugged teams. And Coach Beamer thinks they're built for that. I've talked with him a lot. He thinks their linemen are good. They've got a speedy back in Graham. He thinks that they're probably more built to be a power-running, control-the-clock team than they are throw the ball 60 times. And the problem is their defense hasn't been able to stop anybody, and they're giving up over 6 yards a play, and their third down number. Their numbers are as bad as you've ever seen. But you know what? They'll play their best game of the year. They're 0-2. They've got a ranked team coming in, and we'll get their best shot. I know that.
Yeah, and hey, by the way, I've heard Frank say this in the press conference. He said it was kind of an unknown that they're going into. Now you have a blueprint for somebody who's going to be in your division.
We'll be playing them every year because they'll be in the Coastal.
Yep.
Starting next year, Tech and UVA will both play Pitt every year. And so we're going to see an awful lot of the Pitt Panthers and hear that fight song and see the Golden Girls. By the way, the Golden Girls in Pittsburgh, that's not Betty White and Bea Arthur.
No.
It's the Pitt
Panthers. Not even close.
And ACC fans will know what I'm talking about starting next year.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll do some press conference notes, including who's going to get a red shirt. We'll talk with Bill Roth more on the Callan Gates Roth Report in 60 seconds here on Sports Radio 910.
this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back at it on the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Bill Roth joining us each and every Tuesday night to talk about the Hokies. And don't forget, Hokie Steven the Big Cat, along with Tech Talk Tuesday at the top of the hour. Bill, got an email in here from Melissa. She writes in, if Andrew Miller would ever have to come out of the game or not make a start, how would they shuffle around the offensive line?
Well, Caleb Ferris would go in and play center. He actually played most of the second half. In fact, all of the second half on Saturday. So that's what that would be the plan there. Ferris would go in. And as for the rest of the offensive line, it would stay the same. I think we'll see Vi be the most versatile guy. Michael Vi is the guy that can play just about any offensive line position. So keep him in mind, even when you look at the two deep it on either side, right or left side, Vi's probably the primary backup. And Mike can play center too.
Let me go through a couple of press conference notes here. We talked about the ankle injuries and who could be back and who might not be back. Also, Trey Edmonds' status changed a little bit today.
Yeah, well, I think they always thought that he would redshirt going back to about 3 weeks ago, I guess I should say. They always felt he'd redshirt, but they did decide today they're not even going to travel with him. They're going to take four tailbacks to Pitt, and that's what it would be. Coach Beamer, over the years, has oftentimes taken kids who are redshirting on the road, particularly quarterbacks. But Edmonds is going to stay back home this week.
All right.
And the plan is to redshirt him. By the way, something else happened at practice yesterday that was a little bit weird. We saw DJ Coles was on the practice field in a blue jersey, and Tech had already announced he's out for the year, and so to see him out there was a little bit unusual. And Coach kind of went through that again today. He's out for the year, but they don't want him to just sit around and do nothing. So he's going to be out there, and in some drills – he is physically able to play and be on the field, but he won't be part of any contact during practice.
All right. Oh, here's a question from Steven that just popped in. Wants to know what's going on with the punt return and the kicking return situations.
Well, that's a really good question. I talked to Dyrell Roberts and Kyshawn Jarrett earlier today. On Saturday, the plan is to have both Kyshawn and Michael Holmes on the punt return team, and Roberts is going to back them up. As of now, Dyrell won't be returning punts. As for the kickoff return, they have Dyrell and Dimitri Knowles, as the two kick returners.
Okay. There you go, Steven. All right. We're out of time, Bill. We will be listening on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
10:30.
10:30, bright and early. Breakfast in Pittsburgh.
All right. Do you have any plans to hit any local hot spots for food when you're back in town?
You know, I've got so much family and friends up there. I'm going to be going from home to home, seeing friends and relatives. So I probably won't make it to any of my my favorite places this trip. It's going to be actually fun to see some friends who I've not seen in a while, and their kids are grown up, and my niece and nephew and their kids. And so that's what this weekend's going to be about for me. Plus, hopefully going to see the Hokies go to 3-0.
Well, I may see you the week after in Blacksburg for the Bowling Green game. So, if you know, by chance, if you could somehow keep a Permane Brothers sandwich fresh for me, I really appreciate it.
We'll be looking forward to having you up here, buddy. Have a great week.
You got it, man. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bill Roth, ladies and gentlemen, the Cowan Gates Roth Report.